1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I wouldn't do that either because of what they told my wife. But for me, the best thing that I can do is to tell her that she has the right to use her cell phone and wherever she is. I don't care if she's in church. I don't care if she's in a movie theater.
All right, I'm on the air right now if you want to keep talking.
I don't care. I'm happy to talk about it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Kyle, how long have you been married?
I've been married 5 years. And all I want to do is be able to have contact with my wife. She left yesterday to go to, I think she was going to yoga class. They told her to turn her cell phone off in yoga class. And I called her probably half a dozen times.
What were you calling her for?
Here's my feeling about this.
No, I want to know, why were you calling your wife a half a dozen times while she's in yoga class?
Here's my feeling about this. Right now, in the Middle East, we have suicide bombers, and it looks like any minute now the world's going to just blow up. And if I can't call my wife to make sure she's all right, if I can't call her up to make sure she's not been murdered or shot, I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, I think we live in a world that it's a bad world.
Are you afraid your wife's going to lose her life out there?
It's not what I'm afraid of. It's what I have a right to do. I have a right to check in on my wife to make sure she's okay. I've been married 5 years to her, and all I want to do is check in. They tell her in the yoga class to turn her phone off. I told her, you tell those people they can go straight to hell. You leave your phone on in the yoga class. And the same thing with her when she went with her sister to the movies.
Well, generally, people don't want to hear telephones in a movie theater.
I don't care. They can all go straight to hell because right now what we have...
No, you got to understand something, Kyle. The fact that your wife is in a... Where are you, by the way, because I can barely hear you?
I just got off work. So I'm pulling out of the maintenance yard right now.
All right. The fact that your wife went to the movies is fine. She can go to the movies with her sister. They always tell you to turn the cell phone off in the movie theater.
They tell you to turn the cell phone off in a movie theater if this was normal circumstances. But right now, if you can pick up any newspaper you want, people are being destroyed in record numbers. There is every possibility that my wife could be hurt in some... They do one of these suicide bombings over here, all bets are off. I'll tell you, I will pick a gun up and I'll kill somebody. And I mean that if my wife was ever hurt. I checked in on her.
So you're afraid that your wife's going to get hurt?
No, I'm not afraid my wife's going to get hurt. I do have the right to check in to make sure she's okay. I called her yesterday in the movie theater. She told me she got all kinds of dirty looks from people. I said to her, I don't care. You tell them all. They can go straight to hell. What I want to do is make sure you're okay.
Let me say this to you, Kyle. Listen to me.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say people don't like to hear phones going off in the movie theater. I don't care. They're not my wife. My wife's in that movie theater. They can all go to hell, or they can sit and shut their mouths, watch the movie. But I'm going to call my wife wherever I want to call my wife. I think a lot of couples should be more understanding of each other in these times of instant death. And if I want to call my wife while she's at yoga, I'll damn well call her, and nobody's going to tell me that I can't.
Well, you know what, man? In the movie theater, they may come to your wife and say, turn the phone off.
I told her what to tell them. Mr. Henry, everyone better know since 9/11, we've learned it can end in a split second, and the person you love will never come home again. And we've got a little thing. I don't know whether you heard about it or not, but it's been in all the newspapers, okay, called suicide bombings. Have you heard about it?
Yes, sir, of course I have, and you don't have to be sarcastic.
Well, I've got a wife, Julie, and she's got a cell phone. She has a beeper that she's promised to keep on. And now, if she turns that off, that's like spitting into my face. The last time she turned her beeper off, she was in yoga class, and I said, you might as well just spit directly into my face from what you've done to me and everything that I've meant to you and all of the love that we have.
So your wife's not turning her cell phone off?
She's not turning her cell phone off for love or money. Oh, you got people, suicide bombers. And what happened at 9/11? I need to know where she is. Right now, I've been trying to call her.
Is she answering?
No, she's not. She's probably in that yoga class or some other pursuit that I don't like.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. So, Kyle, your wife is Julie, And no matter what, she doesn't turn her cell phone off and she doesn't turn her beeper off for anybody. So you've had her leave that phone on in movie theaters. You've had her leave that phone on in... What about church? You said she goes to church?
Yes, she does. She's very religious. I'm not. But I said, I'll let you go to church under one condition. You leave that cell phone on, and I don't care if the preacher doesn't like it, because he can kiss my you-know-what, because I'm an agnostic anyway. It doesn't make any difference to me.
You're letting your wife go to church?
I said, I'm an agnostic. And I told my wife, number one, our children will not be raised with a religion, because I do not believe in that. Number two, though, if you want to go to church, and I told my wife I would allow her to go to church, but she better keep that cell phone on. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Something's going to get blown up. My wife doesn't answer her cell phone.
All right, 1-800-449-868. Something's going to get blown up.
I mean it. I don't mean literally. I just mean I'm going to I'm going to want to have a long conversation that anybody tells my wife to turn her cell phone off.
Even in church?
Even in church. I told you. I'll let her go back to church only if she keeps her cell phone on.
Well, that's why you had a problem with that preacher in your church. And
well, that preacher can kiss my ass, because it doesn't make any difference to me. And I didn't know where she was. I called for 2 hours straight yesterday. She said she's going to go get her hair done. I called for 2 hours straight. I finally got her, and I said, what happened? She said she left the phone in the car because she's so afraid to take it into the beauty salon because of all the women that are in there who got all that money, and she feels intimidated by it. I said, you tell them all they can kiss your ass.
She's taking her cell phone in.
She's going to take her cell phone in there. And she's going to leave it off. These are men all over the country with visuals of their wives' severed head because they don't answer our pages. I don't know what happened to her. She could have been shot. She could have had been burnt to a crisp in an automobile accident.
Look, I know how you feel. I have a wife, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I worry about my wife. And, of course, my wife says to me the thing that most wives say. Why don't you quit sweating it? Why don't you relax? Why don't you take a cigarette break?
Well, my wife doesn't talk to me like that. She knows I bring home the bacon, and my wife is a stay-at-home wife, but there's a little bit of a trade-off. I got to know where she is, and when I call, she damn well better answer the phone.
Even if she's in a church, even
a movie theater, I don't care. She could be in bed with the Pope. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here to Kyle. His wife, Julie, has a cell phone and a beeper that she leaves on everywhere. And he has essentially told her that she's allowed to go to church. Now, this is an interesting kind of a throwback relationship here. He says that she is allowed to go to church if she keeps her beeper on in the church. And she's allowed to go to the movie theater if she leaves her phone on in the movie theater. And she's allowed to go to her yoga class if she leaves her phone on in her yoga class. And on and on and on and on it goes. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Keep this guy Kyle on the line for just a moment. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Everybody said that about me, though.
I don't know what anybody's saying about you, okay? But there are a lot of things that I think you need to understand. Many of these things are important for a young man. Now, what is that?
I've got her on speed dial. I'm gonna try and get her, call her as best I can. My wife got pissed because I called her during her baptism, which was at that local church. Okay.
Her baptism? So she's getting baptized?
Yes, sir. She became a Baptist over at Unidenominational, which is two separate churches, actually. One of them is a Unidenominational church.
And she was being baptized in this church, and you called her?
Yes, sir. Because, like I said, I don't believe in God. I'm an agnostic, so I don't care about her religion. She can go to any church she wants to, but she had better answer that phone. See what I'm saying? Look at this.
What is that? Are you calling her?
I'm speed dialing her, yeah. And she's probably in her yoga class. I told her to leave the phone on. Now, my wife married me. That's back in 1995. She told me that because some women have said that I'm underdeveloped or not well endowed, or if I'd had a small penis or something like that, but she still married me, all right?
Are you overly possessive? I'm not going to say you're overly possessive.
No, a lot of people say that I am, though.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be overly possessive because you say you have a small penis?
No, I do not. I make up for it. I'm a very confident man. But I want to make sure I know where my wife is at all times.
Let me take some phone calls here, pal, okay? Some people have called in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can talk to them?
I've listened to your program before, yes, sir.
All right. Let me go over here to Candace. Candace, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you,
Jesus,
Kyle,
gosh,
that you have some serious issues going on here.
No, I don't. I love my wife. I want her to be safe.
There's nothing wrong with loving your wife and being concerned for her safety, but you're possessive.
Well, how do you figure I'm possessive when all I'm saying is I want her to answer her phone? I'm not telling her she can't go out.
Listen to yourself. You allow her to go to church.
I said,
listen how many times you speed dialed this woman since you've been on the air. This is ridiculous.
Can I ask you a question?
If
I said to my wife, I don't believe in God, okay? But I said to my wife, she can believe in God if she wants to, as long as she keeps that phone on in the church. Oh, boy. I'm thinking about that preacher who told her when she got baptized that was the house of God, she didn't have to have her phone on. And that's a lie. That's a dirty lie. Man.
Are you still calling her, man? You're going to have to knock that off, okay, because it's going out over the air.
I'm sorry.
This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? That I love my wife? Do you have a man who cares about you? Do you have a man who cares about
you?
My wife could be sitting. Did you ever see the pictures of Jane Mansfield after she died? Her head was laying in the street. You think I want my wife's head? Oh, man.
You know what? This is sad. This is sad, and I feel sad for her.
Love is sad. Love is sad.
I feel sad for her because this is not love.
Love is sad.
This is not love.
Look at Kyle, if I could. Does your wife love you?
Yes, she does. Even though I had said she'd marry me. And I don't care who knows this, okay, Mr. Henry? I don't care who knows it. She married me even though my penis was small.
Look at, don't talk
about it. How did we get on the subject of your penis?
Don't talk about this, okay?
No, but because people think that I'm insecure because of that, and I'm not.
You are.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I just want to know where she is.
Excuse me.
Have you heard about suicide bombing? Thank you.
I sure have.
Okay, thank you.
There
Do
is
you
nothing
believe that?
Wrong with being concerned. You're right. This is a scary time that we are living in.
You are so right. Thank
but
you
there comes a point to where you have to trust her. If she says that she's in a class, she's in a class.
Yeah, she's in her yoga class, man. You've been speed dialing her, okay?
She'll turn the phone on pretty soon.
Well, don't keep speed dialing, man. When did she leave for her class?
Her class started about 20 minutes ago.
How long's the class?
An hour.
Well, dude, she's going to have the phone off.
I told her to keep the phone on. Oh, God, I hope she's all right.
Well, come on, man. She's going to be fine.
Please, God, don't let her.
All right,
I thought you were a religious man.
That's right. I know that they say there's no atheists in foxholes. Right now, all I can think of one foxhole, and I wonder how she is.
All right, listen, Candace, thanks for your call. Here is Marissa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Marissa, go ahead. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, I think that you're kind of treating your wife like a child. You're like
if I keep in touch with my
parent.
Wife, there's no way she'll get hurt or give attention to somebody else if I keep in touch with her.
Well, sir, in no means disrespect to you, but anything can happen to anyone when they step out of their door.
Well, that's true.
And for you to go through life being so anxious and worried and constantly wanting to know and talk to him.
Wait a minute. Kyle?
Where is she?
She's at her yoga class. Here, I got an idea.
Sir, you're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Why don't you get in the car and drive over to the yoga class, and you can see her in the yoga class.
She's got the car. That's the problem.
Well, you guys need two cars then.
Duh. Thanks a lot for telling me something I already know.
Well, then why don't you get another car?
I'll go out to the money tree and pick a few thousand.
Sir?
You got your radio turned up, ma'am?
Yeah, I'll turn it down.
You need to turn it down.
Okay,
I get to say that. Thank you.
What?
I get to say it. Turn your radio down, Marissa.
I already told her.
Okay,
sir.
I did.
That's fine. I'm the one that says that.
All right, well, you didn't say anything.
Kyle, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does your mother try and call you every, you know, 15, 20 minutes or so to check up on you?
Of course she does. We have a very close family.
Okay, so if you were to go to the movies or to some place where it's
a
library...
I always have my phone on for my mommy. Remember, a boy's mother is his best friend.
Okay, so maybe that's why you act the way you do. Maybe your mother's over-possessive of you and constantly...
Have you thought about that, Kyle?
About
you're
going
to give yourself an ulcer or a heart attack or a stroke or something. You need to kind of take a deep breath and realize that...
Yeah.
Anything bad can happen to anyone at any time.
Have you thought about the fact that you're model for all of this? You're just repeating the behavior?
Well, that's what a therapist said to me. And I can tell you that I believe that I love my mother very much. And I don't know what's wrong with a mother calling her son.
Nothing's wrong with that. But being calling so obsessively and frequently as if, I mean, you've got to let the woman live her life or else she's going to end up leaving you.
Okay. So all the suicide bombing and 9/11 too, and you're saying forget about it.
Okay, how many world wars have we been through? I mean, there's always bad stuff happening.
Well, you're not
going
to. I'm going to demand
all over the world.
I'm demanding, Kyle, that you stop with the speed dial. Okay, stop with the speed dial.
Where's the answer?
She's not answering because she's in her yoga class. Get in a cab. That's it. Get a cab, and go over to the yoga class.
I don't know what a cab runs over there because she's over at the strip mall, which is down in St. Petersburg.
She's in St. Where are you?
I'm in Tampa.
You're in Tampa.
You're going to drive your wife away. I know if I were involved with anyone that was constantly calling me
I'm okay. Everything's okay. I'm fine.
All right, listen, Marissa, thanks for your call. Let me go to Don on the Phil Hendry Show. And Craig's looking through the phone book right now for the number of that place. Don,
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Kyle.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Kyle. I can sympathize a little bit with what you're going through right now, the anxiety, and I used to be the same way.
Somebody else going to tell me I got a mother problem?
Excuse me?
You somebody else going to tell me I got a mother problem?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But you know what?
Will you knock it off with that phone, Kyle?
I can't hear you when you're speed dialing that phone. If you can just please stop for just a minute and let me talk to you. I realize that your wife is a very religious person, and she probably does not worry as much.
I don't think yelling at anybody is...
I didn't mean to yell at you, okay?
You did. You yelled!
Kyle, maybe you said that you're an agnostic, you don't believe in God.
Huh?
Maybe that's what you need to do, is find your faith in God.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, great. Now you sound like all those people at my wife's church.
And get rid of this anxiety.
Boy.
And that's why your wife is probably...
You know what I'd rather listen to is this phone dialing and that stuff.
That's
please,
probably...
Please. I hope she's not dead.
That's not right.
Is she dead?
Yeah, I think she's dead, man.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Hold on for a minute. Hello? Oh, hi, Mommy. Yeah, Mom. She went to yoga class and she didn't call. What? I don't know. My tummy hurts. I want a hug. Can you come over and make macaroni and cheese? Get the Easy Mac. Extra cheese. Thanks, Mom. Okay. Hold on, Mom. I think that bitch is going to answer now.
Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
That's the only reason why she goes to church, because I let her go to church.
You let your wife go to church? See, a lot of people have a hard time. I'm talking here with Kyle, and you've been married 5 years to Julie, huh?
Yes, sir. I love her very much.
And you've been calling her and calling her. See, there you go again.
I have a right to know where she is, but that was the trade-off. If she's in church, she keeps that cell phone on. If she's in church, she keeps the cell phone on. Hold on for a minute. Hello? No, Mom. No, Mom. I got the other phone.
How many phones do you have?
Hold on for a minute. I'm calling her now. Okay. That's my mother, because my mother knows how much I love Julie, and I want her to know that she's safe. But she goes to church only because I let her, and the reason why I let her is she said she'd keep her phone on. Now she's not keeping her phone on.
The only reason why you let your wife go to church. And you said you're an agnostic?
I'm an agnostic. And what that is a person who doesn't necessarily not believe in God. Hold on, that might be her. Hello? Who? No, I don't. I got 9 yards of concrete, and it's going at the Miller job tomorrow.
Hey, pal.
Hold on for a minute. What? Right, that's me on the radio. Mr. Henry?
Yes, don't answer the phone when you're on the air with me, all right?
I'm sorry. What I said was that I'm an agnostic, and what an agnostic is somebody who believes in... Hold on, I'm really sorry.
Don't answer that phone, okay?
All right. What an agnostic means is somebody who is...
Isn't there a way you can mute that?
What?
Is there a way you can mute that?
No, sir, it's like a radio phone that I have. Now, all the people that I know...
Can you not speed dial your wife, okay?
All right. I mean, I'm just trying to get in touch with her.
You might as well answer it, man.
Hold on. Hello? 9 yards of concrete. Yeah, call up Rinker. We're 9 yards of concrete. We're going to do that Walmart job tomorrow. And we're going to do that driveway. The Bentley driveway, right?
What line of work are you in, man?
Hold on. No.
What line of work?
Shut up, man. What?
Tell me to shut up?
Yeah. Some fag on the radio. Okay. Hold on for a minute.
Don't answer the phone.
All right. What was your question?
You call yourself an agnostic, right?
Yes, sir, I am an agnostic. And what that means is an agnostic is somebody who does not necessarily not believe in God, but that it hasn't been proved to me yet. That's what an agnostic is. That's pretty much what I am.
So you don't... Oh, jeez. So do you believe in God or don't you?
I believe... I'm an agnostic, okay? And what that means is...
I know what it means. It means that you... What is it with the phones? Answer something then.
You told me not to answer it.
I did, but now I'm asking you to answer it.
Okay, hold on. No, that's not mine. Now, another thing...
Get out of here! Not mine. Anyway... Phil Henry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
I swear to God, this is the last time I play this.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I believe this snowy mountain cold and clean.
2, 3, 4.
The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. Spread for any man that came along.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
There you go. Had to hear that again. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And let's see, other things that are happening at our house. Just want to give you the update on the latest breaking news from our home. Dateline, my house. My kid had a party when we were out of town with 30 of his friends. One of them hit a golf ball into my neighbor's window. What was the punishment? We took him offline for a month. He is now into his third week of being offline, and this morning I walked into an office that we keep, and I noticed that the fax machine that we use was pulled slightly away from the wall, and the phone cord for the fax machine was draped across the machine, not behind it. Had our eldest taken that phone cord and plugged it into his own computer to use? Was he online, even though we asked him not to be? That was the thing that I wanted to determine. Recognizing that his mother was out of town overnight, maybe he sought to take advantage of his poor, dumb, fat, misguided stepfather. I immediately went into his room, unplugged his keyboard and mouse, and took it up to our room where it would be under lock and key. Then today I was on the phone with his mother, and she said, oh, I was the one that took it. I gave it to the other kids. I said, thank you very much, dear. And I went and got the keyboard and the mouse and took it and put it back and plugged it back into my kid's computer before he came home to find out that his stepdad is a dick. It's too late to dump it. Well, whatever. I hear it all the time, man. I don't know. They keep changing the rules on me. They keep moving the line, moving it here, moving it there. I don't know where we are. What side of the street we working today, Alice? What did you say? I said this word. Okay, you can't say that. I can't say that word, but I can say this word. Yes. Well, that word is against FCC regulation, or is this word? I don't know anymore. I'm just trying to do the very best that I can do. And obviously, I'm coming up short. Just like our buddy Kyle, whose wife married him despite his shortcomings. 1-800-449-8686. It's now time for a feature on our program called What's the Stuff That Phil and Maria Have in Their Kitchen Drawers? I think we need a little music for this. And I brought in something from our house. It's funny about things that we have in our drawers at home and in the kitchen. Some of it is the most nondescript stuff. Stuff that you've had for years. Stuff that's just been sitting there. Do you really know what it is? What is it? What's it called? What we have in our drawer. We have an ulu. Do you know what an ulu is? An ulu is an Eskimo blade. What am I playing Christmas music for? Forgive me. It's an ulu is a half-moon-shaped blade that you rock back and forth. I'll tell you, it'll cut your fingers right off. It's heavy, but it's perfect for chopping vegetables up. We have a cheese planer. Most people have a cheese grater. Many people have a cheese slicer. We got a cheese planer. It takes slices of cheese off the top. We also have a tomato pie slicer. We have a juice squeezer. We have a potato masher. We have two turkey basters. We got a cookie cutter, rolling kind of cookie cutter that's 60 years old. I don't know. We've got melon ballers, egg slicers. We got an apple corer. And then we got something that's really out there. We got something called a strawberry corer. Have you ever seen something that cores strawberries? Killer music. Killer music. Why would anybody want to core a strawberry? Why don't you take a knife and do it? Just do it the easy way. Coring strawberries. We got a thing that, I don't know what it is, but it's a handle. And then it has like a loop from one end of the handle to the other. Three metal loops in a row. It is apparently a flour mixer and a dough mixer. You ever seen these things? Craig, are you a chef? How would you know about something like that, man? Your mom has one. His mom has one. We got more garlic presses and peelers at our house, and I think the reason is, well, let me be very blunt. My wife likes to reek of the stuff morning, noon, and night. We have got garlic until there is no garlic. You want to know where all the garlic is? It's at my house. If you ever have a problem buying garlic, call me. We've got plenty. We got garlic cloves until you want to weep, until you're brought to your knees from the stink. And Maria cooks with garlic, just everything. So we got this rubber, it's kind of like a rubber disc. Have you seen this, Janice? It's a rubber tube, I should say. And you put the garlic clove in the rubber tube, and then you roll it around inside the tube, and it takes the peel right off of it. It peels the garlic. And then we got like two or three or four garlic presses, the metal kind that you squeeze together, the other kind that you squeeze, you know, you screw down the top, and that squeezes the crap out. And let me tell you something. Go ahead and laugh, but there is no risk at all of vampire attack at my house. I think that's why my wife's so healthy. She just eats so much garlic that she's oozing garlic. There isn't any vampire that's going to go near her. There are no vampires going to bite her neck and suck the blood. She stinks of it. And I say that in a very loving way. Then we have a corn cob holder. Then we have corn cobs. And then we have a corn cob butterer. This is something I found in Miami, and I really dig it. I wish I could describe it to you, but it's like a little box that sits at the end of a handle, and inside the box that has holes in the bottom of it, you put the butter. Then you press this thing down, and it squeezes the butter out of the box, and the box is contoured so you can butter corn. And the reason why I bought it is because it's an infantile thing, and it really doesn't mean much to most people, but buttering corn, I could just as soon take the knife and drive it into my own chest as butter the corn, because it's a mess, you know? Not with the new handy corn butterer. We got a whisk, we got a pasta grabber, we got pot holders, we got one of them prong wine holders, or wine openers, we got 20 or 30 or 40 measuring spoons, we got a ton of those kebab forks, or not kebab fork, but those kebab skewers that we never use for kebabs. We use them for A, poking fires, B, the children use them as swords and sword fights, C, picking our teeth. I mean, we never, ever, ever use them for kebabs. They just sit there. You know those things you got in your drawer that just sit there and you don't know what they fit? Like, for the longest time, I don't know what the hell the thing was, but my wife finally told me it's the stuff that you pin a turkey with. It's those turkey pins. What are these? You know? And so that's why one day I was going to the door. I said, what does it have with this grass? She's got something called a lemon zester. You know what a lemon zester is? From what I gather, a lemon zester is a thing that you run along the edge of a lemon, and it'll take off just enough peel for a twist in a drink, like a gin and tonic, or whatever you would put a twist of a lemon in. Yeah, that's why you have a lime in your gin, Phil, not lemon, you dumbass. Anyway, it's a lemon zester. We got an orange peeler. We got nutcrackers. And then for some reason, we got manual can openers, no electric can openers. And that was an interesting decision that my wife made, because I think I told you guys a few years ago, and when I say a few years ago, I'm not kidding you, because the kids were only about, at this point, they were still under the age of, all of them were under the age of 12. And one day, I walked into the kitchen, and the kids were wandering. Have you ever seen Night of the Living Dead, the final scene where the zombies are bumping into each other and staggering around? That's all four of the kids were wandering, holding cans and bumping into each other, because the electric can opener was busted. And they had grown up only knowing an electric can opener. They had never known how to open a can. And even though there were three or four manual can openers, they were near tears. And the other thing, that the morning I walked in there and the microwave was busted, they were standing there wandering around with bowls of oatmeal. They didn't, how do we do that? I don't know. It was really funny. It was very funny to watch four children go hungry. It was just, ha, 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 ha. So I, you know, Maria made a decision, well, from here on, they're going to learn how to use manual can openers, and so we threw out the electric can opener, because it's a pain in the butt anyway, this thing that we had. So there it is, crap that we have in our drawer at home. one 800 449 8686. I'm Phil Henry. This moment of Christmas brought to you by Lemon Zesters. Why are they there? We don't know. Hi, I'm Chef Phil. I've got all kinds of stuff in the drawer, and we're going to use it all in preparing a meal. Lemon zesters and nutcrackers. I don't know what they're for, but let's go ahead and start using them, shall we? Anyway. Oh, I forgot about, did I mention the melon ballers? Now, that's something you gotta have. You gotta have melon ballers so you can make balls of melon. You know, the guys, you want to know how many millionaires there are in the world? Do you want to know how much wealth there is in America? Do you want to know the extent of success in our country and in our world? Go into any drawer of any kitchen and look at all this stuff. Somebody invented that. Some guy came along and said, you know what, I'm getting sick and tired of these lemon peels. What are you doing? I'm going to do a lemon zester. The guy's living on a beach right now. Somebody came along and said, well, screw this, Eddie. Well, I'll make one that'll make melon balls. What are you doing carving them out perfectly? And you're spending all day on these things. I want to make them symmetrical. Well, whatever, symmetrical. Here's a melon baller. Jesus, this is fantastic. You're welcome. That guy's living on a beach. Some guy before that was making his melon balls symmetrical with a little tiny knife. Perfect. There's one ball. That's 5 hours shot. Here goes the next one. Came up with a melon baller. There's a guy out there who is so wealthy that it would make all of us spontaneously vomit. I'm serious. The money that he has, we would all just do a projectile vomit at once. Do you know who he is? The guy who invented those little corn cob things that you shove in the end of a freaking corn cob. That guy is so rich that you'll pee blood thinking about it. God, is he rich. How about the dude that finally came up with that rolling blade called the tomato pie slicer that we see in pizza parlors everywhere? Instead of carving it with a knife, it's a rolling thing. That guy, does he even talk to normal human beings anymore? He's so wealthy. He's immortal. He's a god. Somebody, naturally, I assume it's a guy. Janice, sorry, but probably was. Anyway. And finally, let's not forget the guy that came up with that corn cob butterer thing that I bought. That's got to be... I can tell by the look on Pelton's face right now, he's thinking of crap that he could invent so he could just get the hell out of this nowhere gig, right? Chris has got that faraway look in his eye right now. Jesus, he's right. What else? How about that thing? How about a real bona fide nose hair clipper, man? I mean, something that really works. Not using your wife's, nail file or anything like that. But these are the people that are wealthy. These are the people that really got the change. You know the guy that came up with the cardboard cover for your dashboard? Oh, yeah. There was a guy that invented that. The cardboard cover for your dashboard that you see everywhere. There is a patent on that, and one man owns that patent. He is a multi-millionaire today because he came up with the idea, gee, you know, my dash is cracking, and the vinyl and the leather is being destroyed by the sun. I don't know what to do. I don't know. How about covering it with cardboard? That's a great idea. What, you just thought? What do you mean, what did I just thought of that? What is it, brain surgery? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to patent that idea. You guys are so stupid you didn't think of it. Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't even have a car. I don't get your cheap Thunderbird. You're the guy that bought the new model. Well, I don't know how to cover it with cardboard. I don't understand. You don't understand. Cardboard goes, forget it, I'll patent the idea and I'll sell it to you. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Great. Otherwise, this guy wouldn't know what to do. Yeah, there's a lot of good ideas out there. Garage door openers. Swimming pools. I got a couple of ideas. I had a really cool idea and then I gave up on it. But basically, my idea was this. You know tortillas, or not even tortillas, tamales? And how you have to eat them, you know, with your hands, basically, or with a fork and knife. And that wax paper they cover them with gets really oily and greasy. How about if you put them on a stick? You put a tamale on a stick, and then you eat a tamale like a popsicle. Isn't that a great idea? I had that idea, 15 years ago, and I've been thrown out of more patent offices and restaurants. 1-800-449-8686. This other idea I had about what you do is you can use pizza not only to eat it, but to wash your face with the sauce after you.